I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. In a letter, the Knights of Columbus CEO Carl Anderson is calling for a, quote, full accounting of the misdeeds by those who have committed them, as well as reforming and rebuilding the church. Anderson stated the abuse scandal shows a, quote, crisis of commitment to the gospel. The letter is a response to the Pennsylvania grand jury report and was written to fellow knights and the group's chaplains. Bishops from around the world are also demanding action and in a letter to Pope Francis called for a world synod on the life and ministry of the clergy. A juror in the trial of Paul Manafort stated that one person prevented the jury from convicting Manafort on all 18 counts. The juror, Paula Duncan, stated that the rest of the jurors tried to persuade the holdout and that the deliberations became heated at times. Duncan, who describes herself as a Trump supporter, added that she felt the charges brought by the special counsel Robert Mueller were legitimate and that there was, quote, overwhelming evidence. She also insisted that positive or negative feelings about President Trump did not influence the jury's decision. The trade war between the United States and China escalated with both countries going ahead with planned tariffs on a number of goods. The implementation of the tariffs comes as envoys from both countries meet in Washington for the first talks in 2 months. The new 25% taxes amount to $16 billion on cars and metal scrap from the United States and factory machinery and electronic components from China. Pope Francis met with people attending the annual meeting of the International Catholic Legislators Network and spoke during the group's, quote, Freedom Summit. The Pope said that while Catholic legislators must fight for and defend religious freedom around the world, they must be careful that they do not show disrespect towards other religions or intolerance of other religions while doing their work. He warned them to be aware of the language they use and actions they take, warning that it is dangerous to fight extremism and intolerance, quote, with just as much extremism and intolerance. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.